It's the Hoosier Ag Today Wednesday podcast. Good morning. I'm Andy Eubank on the 21st of May, 2025. The Hat Podcast is brought to you by First Farmers Bank and Trust, proudly serving local farms, families, and agribusiness for 140 years. Visit them online, ffbt.com, to learn more. Eric Pfeiffer and C.J. Miller are here today with the news, including the celebration of milk and drivers at the Indy 500 track. And it's not too early to preview the new milkshake flavor coming to the Dairy Bar at the Indiana State Fair. Hat Chief Meteorologist Ryan Martin is predicting rain to move out today, dry conditions tomorrow, but quite cool. And again on Tuesday, corn, bean, and wheat markets worked higher. This time, the leader, Chicago wheat. Arlen Suderman has market analysis on the Hoosier Ag Today Wednesday podcast.
As a farmer, you plant millions of seeds every spring. You know that tomorrow's harvest depends on today's hard work, knowledge, and care. At First Farmers, we recognize that today's seed is tomorrow's success in both farming and finance. If you're looking for a bank that has been committed to agriculture for over 135 years and has the experience to prove it, let's talk. Learn more at ffbt.com or stop by your local branch. First Farmers Bank and Trust, Equal Opportunity Lender, member FDIC.
Considering a career in agriculture, Michigan State University's Institute of Agricultural Technology offers in-state tuition rates for students from Indiana and beyond. With programs like Ag Operations, Forest Technology, and Food Processing, MSU-IAT prepares career-ready graduates in 2 years. Our certificate programs are designed to launch your students' future in agriculture. Take the first step at iat.msu.edu.
Celebrating milk at the Indianapolis Motor Speedway, I'm Eric Pfeiffer, reporting on the latest news in agriculture on Hoosier Ag Today. We're here at the track getting ready for the Indianapolis 500 this weekend. Before we get there, though, we celebrate the fastest rookie at the American Dairy Association Indiana Fastest Rookie Luncheon. And that's where C.J. Miller jumps in. He spoke with the fastest rookie and other rookies, too, about what it would mean to them to take a swig of that ice-cold bottle of milk at the end of the Indy 500. C.J.?
Thank you, Eric. This year's fastest rookie for the 109th running of the Indianapolis 500 is Robert Schwartzman with Prema Racing. He's also this year's winning pole sitter. It's the first time a rookie has won the pole since 1983. I asked Schwartzman about the whirlwind of emotions that he's experienced since winning the pole last Sunday.
This feeling is something unforgettable. Like, honestly, I will remember it for the rest of my life. It's something that I would never expect, honestly. Coming 1 week ago here, I would not even believe. If you would have told me that, I would say, like, come on. You're fantasizing things. It's not going to be like that, but it is.
As part of the annual tradition with the Fastest Rookie Luncheon, each of the rookie drivers are also asked to milk a dairy cow that's been brought out here to the Indianapolis Motor Speedway. Schwartzman told me what it was like for him to milk the Purdue dairy cow.
It was actually quite simple. Like, they explained me how to do it, and I managed to do it quite easily. So she was really calm because I was a bit afraid that maybe she's going to be a bit nervous, but no. I milked it, and then I also had a bit of a petty moment with it, and yeah, it was good.
Schwartzman also knows that if he's being handed an ice-cold glass bottle of milk at the end of the race, he's a winner.
To drink milk, it means that I've won Indy 500, and what else can you dream about more than that in motorsport?
Another rookie in this year's race is Nolan Siegel with Arrow McLaren Racing. He told me he's focused on winning the race and celebrating with an ice-cold glass bottle of milk in Victory Circle.
It's a great tradition, and I've seen so many amazing drivers and amazing people, you know, get to participate in that, and to be added to that list would be a dream come true for me.
The 109th running of the Indianapolis 500 is coming up this Sunday, and the race is scheduled to start at 12:45 p.m. Eastern Time. Let's toss it back over to Eric Pfeiffer. He's now joined by another special guest.
All right, CJ, thanks. We are here at the Indianapolis Motor Speedway, and we're talking about race day, but once race day is over, our attention shifts a little bit to the rest of summer. And it's not that far away, the Indiana State Fair, and we've got a little bit of a preview of what's coming up at the Dairy Bar. Brooke Williams is here with American Dairy Association Indiana, and at the Dairy Bar, their milkshake of the year. Brooke, what is it this year?
We went with key lime pie. Very excited. Last year, the blueberry shake was very popular. We're hoping key lime has the same sales. We'll see.
Kind of like a taste of summer, right?
Absolutely, yeah. I mean, you've been out to the State Fair. You spent some time out there. You know how hot those days can get. So we were looking for more of a refreshing flavor. So we hope that key lime pie nails that one.
Again, we're here for the race. We've got to get through race weekend, but the State Fair, it's not that far away.
No, it really isn't. It comes very quickly. The month of May is always busy for us, but yeah, soon enough we turn right into planning for the State Fair. So this is always an exciting day for us to announce the new milkshake. People are always excited to hear what it's going to be, and you know, our team has a good time in the office trying to figure out what flavor to bring this year. So we do hope the key lime is a popular one.
Folks, head on out to the race. See that bottle of milk at the end of the race this year, and then be sure to get out to the Indiana State Fair and taste that key lime milkshake as well. I'm Eric Pfeiffer. This is Hoosier Ag Today, Indiana's Farm Network.
At Farm Credit Mid-America, we do more than lend. We lift up our rural communities that we serve, too. From our day-to-day business of supporting farmers to our community investment efforts and scholarships for students, we help local rural communities find their next level. Visit fcma.com/community to learn more about our commitment to communities. Farm Credit Mid-America is an equal opportunity lender.
I'm Chief Meteorologist Ryan Martin with Hoosier Ag Today's Indiana Farm Forecast as we take a look at the setup across the Hoosier State. After good rains yesterday, we are now moving into, well, lesser rain totals. Low pressure is actually opening up this morning just to our north, trying to nose into southwest Michigan right along the Indiana-Michigan line. And what that's going to do is it's going to keep a circulation close to that low, kind of rotating around right there. So northern Indiana, probably not done with precipitation through the day today. Can see another quarter inch or maybe a little bit more, depending on how it comes together. But central and southern Indiana, I think, are done. Clouds are going to be around for a large part of the day in most of the state. Best chance for good sunshine or better sunshine is going to be downstate, especially in southwest Indiana. On Thursday, the low makes it farther east, but it still wants to set up right over the far eastern end of Lake Erie, western Lake Ontario. And so we're going to continue to see wraparound backside circulation, probably triggering a lot of cloud cover, but not much else on Thursday. So I'm calling for Thursday to be dry, fully dry across the state, but not necessarily allowing for good drying. I don't think evaporation ramps up very much. And the other piece here is cold air rotating back down behind. It is going to be quite chilly for Thursday, and I think that chill holds into Friday. Friday's temperatures might be just a bit better due to better sunshine potential, but I still look for us to be overall quite cool. Now, that does ease as we go into and through the weekend. Temperatures are going to start to moderate for Saturday and Sunday. I'm looking for us to be mostly dry in the northern part of the state. Newer wrinkles are starting to emerge with our next weather system kicking out of the central plains and coming across the central western corn belt. We had been keeping that moisture farther south near the Ohio River. It now wants to expand north. So Saturday night through Sunday morning, I'm keeping an eye out for showers and strong thunderstorms from I-70 southward at least, and we might have to bump that all the way up to US 24. Stay tuned. We'll kind of watch that. It's just a new wrinkle that's emerging here. Either way, if that moisture comes about, we do see a mostly dry Memorial Day on Monday, and then we should be dry through pretty much all of next week. Tuesday through Saturday, looking at sunny, warm, and dry weather across the entirety of the eastern Corn Belt. That's the way your forecast is stacking up. I'm meteorologist Ryan Martin.
Planting season is here, and Beacon Credit Union is proud to stand beside the farmers who make it all happen. We're here to help with flexible lines of credit, equipment financing, and real estate loans built for your operation. At Beacon, it's ag people serving ag people, committed to your success in every season. Start at beaconcu.org. Insured by ASI, not federally insured EHO lender.
Attention construction pros. Purple Wave Auction brings quality equipment to your fingertips. Join our bi-weekly online auctions featuring dozers, excavators, loaders, and more. We provide detailed listings, photos, and seller contact info. Inspect online or in person. With our no-reserve policy, every item sells to the highest bidder. Visit purplewave.com today and see why informed builders choose Purple Wave. Transparent processes, real deals, your next great purchase awaits. purplewave.com.
Day two of the week and day two of gains in the grains and oil seeds. I'm Ian DeEubank. This is Hoosier Ag Today's Tuesday Farm Market Review. And the markets are powered by Purple Wave Auction. Purple Wave makes buying and selling used ag equipment easy. For more information, visit purplewave.com. I'll have the final numbers momentarily. First, market analysis. I got that at the end of the session from Arlen Suderman of Stone X. Chicago wheat, a very solid day, so some short covering there that pulled corn higher. Let's talk about the decline in wheat ratings, Arlen, and whether that had a whole lot to do with the surge in wheat prices.
Yeah, absolutely. I'd say it did. As we look at the wheat crop, particularly the winter wheat crop that's getting the weekly ratings now, Monday afternoon, USDA says that it rates 52% good to excellent. Now, that's about 3 points above where it was in mid-May of last year, and it's 11 points higher than the five-year average for this point in the year. But it was down 2 points on the week, and the trade was expecting something steady to a little bit better yet. So it was a reversal of what the trade expected. That in and of itself, as I said, it's better than last year and better than the five-year average, is not enough necessarily to sustain a rally. But what we found is the fund managers, particularly the speculative funds, hold massive, large short positions. They've really been shorting this wheat crop heavily, and they suddenly saw this unexpected decline in crop ratings and said, well, in case that's a sign of more things to come, we better ease back on our short position. So it was largely about covering short positions today, not necessarily something to sustain a rally around. Now, obviously, the more momentum you get, the more short covering you get as chart signals are triggered. But for now, it provides us a rally and some strength in prices.
And the corn market did follow. Was that purely a follow the wheat market play, or is there something else giving some degree of support at the moment to the corn market?
We were seeing some stability in corn simply from the fact that demand remains strong. And we still have forecasters out there who are calling for risks for the June, July, August growing period for the Midwest, particularly central and western parts of the Midwest. And some of those forecasts have recently been updated and staying consistent with that risk. But the strength in wheat gave a little added push, which helped the charts turn a little bit more. And so the momentum trading algos added a little bit more momentum to the upward strength.
The soybean market is a different story. It was back and forth a bit on Tuesday, finishing a few cents higher. So what's the story there, or what's the lack of a story there?
Well, it's really been a roller coaster, and soy oil is really the leader based on expectations that the EPA would soon announce its RVO requirements renewable volumetric obligations for biomass diesel production. We know that that was submitted. Those recommendations were submitted to the Office of Management Budget of the White House last week on Tuesday or Wednesday. I forget which it was. And now it's up to them. The OMB has its first meeting to discuss these requirements scheduled for Thursday, with a couple of meetings scheduled after that. Now, back in 2022, the last time they adjusted them, they had to meet 10 times over a 15-day period. But we know the Trump administration has kind of a faster clock on them, and they've shown an ability to get things done a little bit quicker. What this tells the market is we're probably going to hear something sooner rather than later. and there's some optimism that it's going to be good news.
Arlen Suderman, StoneX and StoneX.com. On the Hoosier Ag Today, Tuesday market review, 7 cents higher, July and September corn. July settles the day at 454 and a half, September 435 and a quarter, December 448 and a half, a gain of 6 3/4. July beans, 1053, up 2 1/4, 2 1/2 higher on the August, 1050 1/4. November, 4 cents up, 1041, and a 17-cent gain for July wheat, settling at 546. Meat markets a little bit quiet on Tuesday. June live cattle, 20 cents higher, 213.17. The August down 7 cents. 77 cents up on June lean hogs, $100.02. Down 2 on July. I'm Ian DeEubank with the Tuesday Market Review. This is Hoosier Ag Today, Indiana's leading farm network.